It's easy to use test scores to compare schools, labeling one school a success and another a failure, but many times doing so glosses over some of the important differences between schools that have a very real effect on perceived quality. As WHYY's Kevin McCory reports, acknowledging these nuances has become especially important in an era where lower ratings often leads to lower funding, or to funding restrictions, and ultimately to school closures.
South Philadelphia High School principal Otis Hackney runs the sort of school that, based on state test scores, doesn't seem to be faring well. It's a neighborhood school. These are mostly run by the district, but in some special cases are run by charter operators. In Philadelphia, neighborhood schools follow enrollment rules that are very different from those at citywide magnet schools and most charters. For example, under South Philadelphia's open enrollment policy, a student can enter the school at any of its grades at any point in the year.
Most of the times, the students that we start off with in ninth grade with us in September, they're usually fine. That's usually not the problem. The most disruptive part is really just getting students, new students throughout the year.
Hackney says new students arrive at his school almost daily. Many, he says, have been, quote, coached out of nearby charter schools.
And that's a real experience. We do keep track of where students come from. And sometimes they don't always come with, you know, the most stellar grades or behavioral disposition that you would want, but we work hard to make sure that they understand quickly what they need to do here.
Many charters won't accept students mid-year. Even if a space becomes available, they don't invite the next kid on their waiting list.
Not at all. No way.
Kelly Davenport runs Frieri Charter. This was from an interview last year where she said that doing so places too much of a burden on school culture.
We want to invest from the beginning forward all that we have. And kids who come in the middle of the year, it's almost like we can never catch up to them.
Boys Latin Charter School CEO David Hardy subscribes to the same theory. Incoming freshmen there attend a month-long academy in July before the school year proper begins. By September, he says the kids are on the same page and no new kids will be allowed to enter at any time until graduation.
You introduce new people into that and it can kind of mess up the environment.
When charter schools do replace students who leave, it's called backfilling. One of the reasons that it would be especially hard to do this at both Boys Latin and Frieri is that students leave in such high rates, where freshman classes are routinely cut in half by the time graduation rolls around. Replacing all the kids who leave mid-year would undoubtedly be a burden, but the kids who go usually end up in neighborhood schools, like South Philly High, making Otis Hackney's job all the more difficult. This drives down his school's scores while bolstering those of charters that don't backfill. So why are kids leaving at such high rates? Again, David Hardy of Boys Latin.
Normally, it's because the student doesn't want to take the volume of work that we do.
But like you
said, if you don't do your work, your parents make that decision. Look, you can stay here and fail. But, I mean, that doesn't make sense, does it?
Davenport of Frieri says the focus should be on the students who remain.
Once our kids get to college, they stay in college. That's something that we're doing. We're building the kids that we have. We're building a sense of who they are, character, passion, wanting to fix their neighborhoods, being able to stand on their own, analyze problems, figure out how to solve them on their own, and then go out and want to solve those problems. That's who we're building. That's who stays here. That's who this school is.
Hardy, too, says his methods drive results. Boys Latin sends more African-American males to 2 or 4 year colleges than any other public school in the city, including magnet schools. Still, advocates for schools that serve the most challenging student populations have long criticized these enrollment practices. David Lapp is a staff attorney at the Education Law Center.
Refusing to replace students that leave your school is essentially cheating the system. And if we're making those comparisons and we're going to look at their performance, quote unquote, then we need to be sure that we're all playing by the same rules.
More recently, other charter school leaders have joined in the critique of those who don't backfill. Ben Spiker is principal at Kipp Elementary Academy.
If your attrition is low and you're only having to replace like a handful of kids, it's not hard, and like it should be something like that I think that everybody ought to be doing.
The Philadelphia School District agrees with that sentiment. Each of the five new charter agreements that were approved in February mandate backfilling. A new Freire charter was one of the schools approved. An application to make a girls' Latin was rejected. At Freire, going through that application process pushed school leaders to change their thinking a bit. When two other charters closed in the middle of this year, Freire took in some of the displaced students. At Boys Latin, Hardy says the district has asked them to begin backfilling, but he says he hasn't yet made a decision. To his critics, he sends this message.
I don't think I have a pass into heaven, but I got to tell you, I want to know how you get into heaven when you spent your days really limiting opportunity for children. And that's what I see a lot of people in this city doing. That's frightening.
For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.